Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We have a very special show today, and I'm going to start off the show with Infirmity. Came to Mystic about a year ago, and they have come such a long way, and they just came back from a tour with Million Dead Cups, MDC, and I've got Jayhawk in the studio here. Hey, Jock. Jayhawk.
Hey.
I'm so sorry.
Hey,
How was your tour?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with Dave Dichter and the boys. We did Sacramento, Fresno, East Bay area, and it was just a lot of fun. It was called the NorCal Rebellion Tour. And,
nice.
Yeah, we hit all different cities and had a great time.
Wow, that is so good. Sacramento, that's up near me. It's only about a two-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were up here.
Yeah, well, it happened pretty quick. Next time I have to give you a ring when we're there. We played
there
at a place called the Blue Lamp. Yeah, Blue Lamp.
And how did you like it?
Oh, it was great. We played at the Blue Lamp before with Channel 3, so this was our return to the Blue Lamp there.
That was fun.
Nice. And mm-hmm. I hear that you're headed to the UK this year to perform at the Rebellion Festival. I mean, only the best bands get called to play the Rebellion. This is so cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal for us. It's our first time
going to the UK. We're going to be doing a two-week tour out there, so we'll also be hitting Manchester, Liverpool, and then we'll be closing it out with two shows in London. So we have
nice.
One show in London as well at the Underworld, and we'll also be
so
performing
Knox's music store,
which is called Rock and Roll Rescue. So we'll be playing at his music shop in London too. So,
wow, that is so nice. And with TSOL, I mean, what a great way to kick off your first UK tour. I mean, that is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
congratulations.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Candace. It means a lot.
Thank you. And today's
well,
a very
you've
special
worked hard.
Day, right? So we have
yes,
a very special
yes.
day today.
Yes, it is a special day. Today is Doug Moody's birthday, and he will be joining us shortly, but he's not here yet. So let me see. Well, why don't we play a song from Matt Nestor? He's been with Mystic 30 years. This is called United World.
And I'm with you, 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 I'm with you,
that driving you, Jason, that has, Jayhawk, that has really, really set your band out there? And you know, you've worked so hard to achieve your goals, and it shows. I mean, in the last year, you have really, really outdone yourself. You've played with so many headliner bands and now going to the UK and everything. It's just a dream come true for, you know, what most bands would want to be. And it takes work and perseverance, you know.
Well, I just have a passion and a drive to want to do it. I think it is a lot of hard work, but that's what it takes to get out there. So, yeah,
that's true.
A big part. Yeah. So are we on the air right now, or are we on a break?
Oh, we're live.
Oh, we're live.
And
okay.
We have.
Okay.
Yes, we have Doug Moody joining us in the studio. Hello, Doug
Moody. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's my American birthday. I came here in 1953. What does that make me? 65 when
53
actually I'm
years
90.
Old.
I'm 90.
63.
Actually, I'm in my 90th year. But I'm still going. Welcome. Welcome aboard, everybody, and welcome to our family. Stay as long as you want. Be a part of it as long as you want. Punk lives at Mystic.
Hey, Jason. Jayhawk.
Yes. Yes.
Let's sing happy birthday to Doug. One, two,
okay.
Two.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Happy
birthday
you start.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Doug. Happy birthday to you.
Bless you all and thank you. And lovely to be a part of your world and share mine with you.
Well, thank you for having us, Doug. We're really honored to be a part of the Mystic family legacy.
Well,
you know,
we do
Jason,
the best we can. The things are not the same as when I started putting out records in England. We had disc jockeys, and when I came here, 1,500 disc jockeys were able to tell people, you know, enjoy the music you choose. And the people ran the music stations, not the radio stations. Now television has conquered it all, and we don't even have disc jockeys. We don't have radio, but we do have Candice. She's resurrecting our kind of world. Bless you, Candy.
Oh, well, thank you, Doug, and I can't do it without you. And, you know, Jayhawk is in the Infirmities, and they came on Mystic a year ago. And in the last year, there's a list of bands they've played with. You would not believe DRI, Agent Orange, the Dickies, Dead Kennedys, Guttermouth, Angry Samoans, U.S. Bombs, Aggression, Reagan Youth, Decry, Cheetah Chrome. They just finished a tour with Million Dead Cops. They played with Fang, DOA, Channel 3. They're kicking off their UK tour with TSOL this year. They've been invited to.
My goodness, that's bringing back some old times.
Yes. And, you know, they've come such a long way, and Jason has worked so hard. And, you know, it was really a shame that when he was in San Diego, you were sick with pneumonia and couldn't meet up with him. But
I didn't think I was going to get through this Christmas, but we did. And we're going to see more Christmases. And I apologize for not being able to fight off this terrible germ. But Candice will tell you in one of these days that at the end of the war, I got buried in Royal Air Force in Germany and was forgotten for 10 days under 20 foot of snow, and two guys died next to me. And I've had lung problems ever since. But I fight off pneumonia and, you know, whatever it is that comes my way. But this time, it just got me. And so she saw me through it. This girl is amazing. The amount of energy she has, the amount of love she gives us, and Mystic would not be alive and well today if it weren't for this girl and you guys. I appreciate you so very, very, very much.
Aw, thank you, Doug. And on that note, let's play I Want a Beer, huh? Let's have a beer. Cheers.
Motivated electronic device, we will be there to serve you and we are a platform that launches unknowns. Those that have gone before you, and some have turned into rats, sneaking up on their own fellow groups and trying to take over a little part of the world instead of giving themselves like you are and we are. There's only two of us out there, Candice and I bless her for the hours she spends. Out of 12 hours a day, I think she spends 15 with you guys. Bless you all, and I'm with you too. Bye.
Well, thank you. Bless you. Bless you, Doug. Thank you, Candice, for everything. Thank you, Doug. Thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you.
Well, we can't do it without you.
Hey, people like Jason give me, got groups that tell me we're doing the right thing, give me go power. I've had 53 gold and platinum records. Introduced the Beatles in here. I've seen the big side of the record business, and the side I love is the groups that drink beer with me and yell, fuck the rest of the world, we're going to sing our songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, on the patriotic side of your coming to America, here's Mother, God, and Country. You remember this one.
Get ready.
Subhumans. I just love Dick Lucas from the UK. He's such a great guy, and the Subhumans is such a wonderful band. Tell me about your show.
That show was a lot of fun. Very, very nice people, the whole group. My guitarist actually seen Subhumans play at Fender's Ballroom back in the 80s, and so he got to tell him he was at that show, and that he was able to share the stage with Subhumans now. So that was for Harvey Rebellion, who it meant a lot to him to share the stage with Dick and the boys. And so they were reminiscing of the Circle Pit back in the 80s at Fender's. And it was pretty cool. That was over at the Catalyst in Santa Cruz where we had that show.
Nice. Yeah, I got to meet Dick Lucas when he came here from the UK in the early... I don't know, I think it was 2009 or 10. He came to Chico up here and did a show, and he had his other band too, Citizen Fish, and it was real fun. And gosh, you've been with so many UK, Sham 69, UK Subs, The Addicts, English Dogs, The Vibrators, gosh, so many the Swingers, Voids. I can't believe all the people you've played with. It was just so amazing. I really appreciate and congratulate you for all of your hard work, because it is hard work, you know, and you have that certain drive that has paid off for you, you know.
Well, we've been honored and blessed to share the stages with all these bands that, you know, we grew up listening to, some of our greatest influences, and not just play on the same stage, but actually hang out with them, you know, after the show and get to know each other and laugh. And I think for me, we're always going to be forever grateful for that opportunity and those stories that we have from the road. And it does take a lot of hard work, but we're also very honored to be a part of punk rock history, you know, and to be a group that has a positive outlook on things, you know. Groups in punk rock did that in the past. It was Bad Brains, Minor Threat. Certain groups had something different to say, a different message. We bring a positive punk rock message, which is sort of rare. You know, we didn't grow up with that ourselves, but being older and making different decisions in life, we felt it's our punk rock given right to express that out there. And the punk rock community has opened up and taken that well. And because we are a punk band, just like everybody else.
Right.
So, you know, that means a lot to me, is to be able to go out there and try to influence the next generation of punk rockers. You know, we have a little 8-year-old little boy who came to our last show and bought an Infirmity shirt, and he started his own band, and we put him on his first show opening for us in March. And he's super excited to have his band come rock out with us. And, you know, that's really what it's about, is getting that next generation of punk rock
That is
on fire.
So fun. That is really, really amazing. 8 years old, and you got him up on stage there. What do you think is the youngest person you've had on, Doug?
Hello. I just am amazed. First of all, I'm sitting quietly because I'm amazed at this group and Jason and his group and his friends. I'm just blown away, mate. It just is wonderful to hear the positive side of youth. And I've come a long way from being told, you'll grow up, Doug, and you'll serve in the empire. So we were going to have an empire to work in. When I grew up, all we ended up with was no toilets working, rationing, and the Americans were feeding the Germans. So I saw all the food. I did the Berlin airlift. I said, I'm going where the food is, mate. And so I came for food, but I learned to love America and its diverse people and its way of doing things. And I had to remind myself that we are taught in England that the English rebelled against the English. And I'm saying, no, they didn't. They rebelled like they always do. Americans rebel because they want to be heard and they want to change. They have bought more things. After all, didn't America really bring the telephone? And look at everybody today having a telephone. Thank God we've got you with the radio. And I attribute all this wonderful thing to Americans who want to be heard and want to be different and have changed the whole world. And that's what I intended when I started a record company, to hear alternative voices. I don't care, as long as you're positive, as long as you're bettering other people's plights and helping. And bless you, Jason, and your group. And thank you for blessing us. And I just am blown away today. So I've been quiet, but I can rattle on and talk too much. Candy will tell you that. She has to tell me occasionally, shut up and listen.
No, I never tell you to shut up. I don't like to tell anybody to shut up. Well, I'm going to play one of Infirmity's songs for you, Doug. Here you go.
Thank you.
Yes.
He's my God, he's my God, he's from my infirmity. Jesus is my remedy, he's from my infirmity. He's my God, he's my God, he's from my infirmity. Jesus is my remedy, he's from my infirmity. He's my God, he's my God. The good and bad and ugly, redeemed and forgiven, filth and the fury, for the faith, for the truth. God of the earth now, trained in the battle, recruiting our soldiers, exodus of the youth. He's from my infirmity.
So tell me, Jason, I know you're the songwriter for these songs, and what was on your mind when you wrote this song?
That was one of the first songs we ever wrote. It was called Infirmity's Anthem, and basically needed to have an anthem song talking about pretty much what we were standing for, what we believed in, and, you know... pretty much, we've been through some rough, you know, times growing up, rough walks in our life, you know, growing up in the punk rock scene, coming from the streets of Salinas, California, some of the members from Los Angeles. And basically, it was a song to basically talk about some of the lyrics are the good, the bad, and ugly, redeemed, and forgiven, basically how we've come up from things in our past and how we've been forgiven for our past and how we're walking forward as a punk rock band and basically how, yeah, just what we're about. And so that's been the whole thing is Infirmities is all about that. You know, we go out there, we help other bands in different cities. We help them get shows. You know, we connect them with us and we form a family. And we've kind of had that outlook from the beginning. And so it's really helped us to make lots of friends everywhere and to really grow the punk rock scene that we're in is to work together with others. And whether that means letting them use our equipment or whatever we got to do, just as long as we can give other bands an opportunity. You know, we've taken some bands out of backyards in the middle of South Central and East LA and Compton and put them in clubs like the Doll Hut where they get to leave the backyard and play a big stage and they bring their mom and dad to take pictures and you know, they have this experience where we took them out of the backyard and took them into a show environment. And we feel good about doing that, you know, being able to give back to the punk scene that we came from as kids, you know.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, that's the type of attitude that Mystic likes, you know. We encourage the bands to help one another and, you know, to be a part of our family. We consider, you know, ourselves a family because, you know, like you, we want to help everyone. And we don't value our company on how many records we sell. We value our company on how many people we're able to help and launch their careers. Right, Doug?
Yep, absolutely. The whole crux, the whole thing about Mystic is being a stage for other people to voice their opinion. Once I got to the point the voices on stage were stunted and fell mostly into the hands of drug pushers. All the million-selling record artists that I had, we had so many problems, and people pointing guns at me in discreet places and saying, you don't do as we tell you. So the industry changed from me being in love with music and musicians and helping, as my father had taught me. My dad, Walter, invented the volume control when he was a young man, because every record sounded louder or softer, and so he invented the volume control, and he worked for EMI, which was the largest record company in the world, and he used to take me in from the age of 5 into the recording studio, Abbey Road, every Saturday, and I learned my trade. My first job was to collect the shoes of the musicians. And forgive me telling you this, but you'll realize how old I am and how far we've come in recording. My dad said, we are here to record dance bands. These musicians tap their feet when they're recording, and it sounds more like marching bands. So my first job was collecting shoes, and then I had to count the weight. The weight was 70 pounds. And it came from a hole in the ceiling, and it traveled 30 feet, and there was I, 29, 28, 27, and getting very excited when I was coming down to 7, 6, 5, because the ball must not touch the floor. The ball was driving the machine, the weight. We recorded with clockwork. We had clockwork record machine recording a band. That's how I started off in 1935, and now we've progressed to an incredible wave formation over a telephone. We've come a long way, and in that travel, I have learned that there's a lot of people that need to be listened to, and a million-selling record is not the answer. So after 53 of them, I learned a big lesson. There's more truth, honesty, and love coming out of Jason and his group than any of the million-selling bands. So I threw my luck in with you guys. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. We really do. We really do appreciate you, Doug, and everything that you've done. And, you know, just a long legacy of bands. And for believing in us and to have a voice in the punk rock world. So, thank you.
Well, I don't know how long I can continue, but I'm 90 now, although Candice won't have that. She'll celebrate me. What am I, 85 today? 65?
65.
I'm 65. Okay. I've got another 20 years to go with you guys, so put up with me.
Well, you know... We love you, Doug, and we have somebody here who's going to... hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Kathy wanted
to... Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to Dougie.
Dear Dougie. Happy birthday to you.
All right, now. Thank you. Enough birthday. I love you all. Back to promoting the groups now. Come on. That's what we're here for. Let clear the stage and let the guys go and sing. Come on. That's what we're here for. We're promoting the voice
of
American
youth. He don't like my singing.
Youth.
It's punk rock.
No punk.
sent us that for the Return to Slimy Valley. That's Kenny Kimmel from the original Crankshaft. Been with Mystic, what, 30 years?
It's a lot of fun.
Doug.
Yeah?
It's your birthday. It's your day.
Oh. You keep drawing me in, and I want to listen to everything that's going on. Okay, you keep getting me in, and you won't get a word in. You know what happens when I rattle off my mouth. I start talking about the old days because I know the old days, but the new days are this electronic world. We have to conquer it. It's gradually turning into a robotic world. And we don't want robots. When we pick up a telephone or listen to a radio, we want a live voice. We don't want something that says, I can help you. I can't answer any questions. I can't do this. I don't want that in my life. I want a person, and I want a person to have an opinion. I went through everything in my life to come to this stage and say, Mystic, it's your platform. Use it. Go out there and tell the world. Now, what people don't know, only Candace knows this, Mystic loses about $20,000 a year launching, paying out, doing this. Is that right, Candy?
We put out a lot of money to help the bands, you know.
We lose every year. But we gain. We gain more groups every year. We get bigger and bigger, and we get mouthier and mouthier. And so we are winning. It's not a question of how many records we sell, but how many people find themselves in the lyrics of Mystic. When people write to me and say, Doug, I stopped wanting to commit suicide. I found myself in the lyrics of that group, and you're right. I've got to listen to the words of the songs. So you do not really, Jason, you don't really know how much you are hitting until some kid writes and tells me, I'm not committing suicide anymore. I've found an answer. Somebody says they're not alone out there. So you have no idea what this does to me. To hell with all the gold records and all the platinum and all that, a telephone call from somebody who said, the group helped me become a real person and know that I'm not alone. So you are having a very definite effect on me and the rest of the world. You may not feel it all the time, but I feel it when I get the telephone calls, when I get the thanks, when I get a little note in the mail. So bless you for doing it, and thank you for helping us stay alive.
Amen to that, Doug. Amen to that. And thank you. Thank you.
All right, Candy, take it over. I'm not going to take over from you. Go on. Now, you know I run off at the mouth a lot. Bye.
Oh, hey. You're not getting away from us that easy. Okay, so I'll play another song. Here's one.
Yes, please. Come on,
all right,
launch them.
Here's one called Savior.
How'd you get to be fantastic? Living off the drastic plastic. Short there were once all moving. Film crack, yeah, you know, through this. Irrefractive. All the logic's irrefractive.
Doug Moody. We're not letting you get off that easy.
What do you want?
I don't know. Jayhawk, what
do
you got to say?
What?
What do you have to say, Jayhawk?
I just want to say, you know what? We love you, Doug, and God bless Doug Moody. God bless you. We love you. Happy
I have
birthday.
Been blessed. I want you to know I have been blessed by coming to America. We had a very strange opinion. I thought when I was going to come here in 1953, I didn't know what to expect. I'd been through a war. I'd been bombed. I'd been machine gunned, bombed actually twice with bombs on top of me, a machine gun once running across a field, and it only lasted 2 seconds, but you never forget something like that. Then after the war, all the Jewish people running wild with guns all over Europe, shooting anybody they thought had a Nazi background. It was hell after the war, and coming over here was a like paradise. I mean, for $5, you could put gas in a car, you could go to a movie, you could take a girl out to eat at the local diner, and then we would park up by the River Hudson and steam up the windows and have a cop come and bang on the door and say, you got to move on. And he was very nice, but there we were steaming up windows, and he'd say to you, what are you doing? And we used to all say, we're watching submarine races. We all used to listen to the disc jockeys, and they'd say, just tell everybody you're watching submarine races on the radio. So that's what we did, and I learned to be a disc jockey. So I became a disc jockey on 300 stations, and finally I was sitting in a lonely little room with an engineer and not seeing anybody, and I broke out of that and I decided, no, I'm going to make records like my dad taught me. So I started making records. The only people that would house me were black. So I started making black records. The next thing you know, I get a call from Dick Clark. He says, 200 people are queuing up to dance to this new kind of music you got. What is it? I said, we call it rhythm and blues. It's mainly blues music, but we've added rhythm to it. So we've got booked with the bands all in the across the country at those motels, Holiday Inns. And we had bands all over the country, and no place would hire black people in those days. So every Saturday morning, I went to the used car dealer. Now, you can still do this because used car dealers spend more money on radio and TV than anybody else. You go to them and say, look, we're going to come and play in your yard, and we'll bring people, and we'll bring young people. They'll bring their parents. And so we used to put black bands in used car shop every Saturday all over the country, especially Richmond, Virginia, and the people would all turn out, and the car dealer would provide corn and some soda pop, and the band would play, and we broke the back of not hearing black music there. And the funniest thing is that Dick Clark and I became very good friends, and he recorded a punk band and didn't know what to do with it. So he gave me the tape, and that's how we got Dr. No. Can you imagine? From Dick Clark.
Wow.
So of all of the things, Dick said he tried a punk show, and it didn't work for him, but he said to me, you like this world you're getting into. And he tried one of his shows, went punk, and it didn't work for him. He had to stay with the pop music, but it started to work for me, right?
He had X on a bandstand.
Did he?
Good.
Yeah.
Well, he made one of his singers dress up as a punk. And I forget the name of the singer, but all he used to do was always very big singer, and he used to cover black people, and he was the white singing guy. You probably remember who I'm talking about.
Pat Boone?
No.
Didn't he play
Pat
on the
Boone.
Show?
You're
Daniel
right, you're right, you're right.
Pat Boone.
He dressed Pat Boone up as a punk. Pat rebelled, and they wouldn't do it, and it was a Christmas show. And he was trying to introduce punk music, and that was my influence. And he said, no, the ABC's not going for it. So we never launched a punk show with Dick Clark, but we tried. And Pat Boone refused to go out a second time dressed as a punk.
I've tried to get PBS interested.
Pat Boone
has
a punk.
I have
a
friend who works there.
I'm not talking. Candice, take over. We've got a gap. Take over.
Oh, okay. Well, Kathy, let's hear from you.
Go ahead.
I was just saying it's hard to imagine Pat Boone as a punk.
Well, if you go through the archives of Dick Clark and Dick Clark Show, I'm sure we could dig it out and have them put it on, because now
so
punk
funny.
Is acceptable.
I bet
well,
it's
like
on
I
YouTube.
Said, you did
everything's
have
on YouTube. Everything's on YouTube, you know.
It is?
But, you know,
okay.
I have another treat here for you, another song by Infirmities. Here we go. Album that I need to get some of those CDs ordered up, but it's a wonderful song. I had to put it first on the new Copulation album. It was just a good way to kick that off. And you know, that's in the series of Mystic Doubles, the old Copulation combined with the new. It's the 80 minutes of music.
We're really excited to be put on that compilation there on our campus. So thank you.
Oh, anytime, Jay. Jayhawk is very talented young man, and we're happy to have you and the Infirmities on board with Mystic.
Mystic is always to advertise in Maximum Rock and Roll. The Mystic had great fucking bands on it, and everybody got upset because they thought, well, why are you using that word? And I said, well, everybody uses it every day for everything, and it's just like the word shit. It's part of our language now. So, and I said, as far as I'm concerned, we have the best fucking bands in the world on Mystic. So Tim, who ran Maximum Rock and Roll in those days, he was a real dear friend of mine. And one day he said to me, I want to give you a present. And I said, okay, what's the present? And he gave me a front cover of Fat Mike. And he gave me the pictures and the permission to put out an album cover, which he never gave to anybody else, a front cover of Maximum Rock and Roll. And so we put out Fat Mike on Mistake Records. So we've had some wonderful friends help us over the years. Tim's long gone, but Maximum Rock and Roll is still out there and still quite a big voice. We have had some very, very unusual people that were against us in the beginning, like MXV in Chicago with his spontaneous fanzine, spontaneous radio. Once he met me and sat down and talked with me, he's been one of our biggest supporters and fans ever.
Yeah.
And we love him for the fact that he's mouthy, because I'm mouthy too. When, you know, you get me going, I'm out there, I've got my soapbox ready to go into the park and yell about what I think is right and what I think is wrong. But suffice to say that I've got the most wonderful gal in the world, and she first came into my life in the 80s with running around Hollywood, filming everything, and busy little girl, 20-year-old. Were you 20, what, 22, 23?
28.
You look like a 16-year-old. You had black leather skimpy skirts on with that silver dots and darts and bumps all over it. You had some more armor plating than a knight in armor, and you were buzzing around, and you managed all the groups at Kathy DeGrand.
You've re-enlivened
Kathy DeGrand. You've brought it back. You now own the name Kathy DeGrand, and you're starting DeGrand Live Records. I think you're amazing, girl. You're amazing.
Well, thank you. And on that note, I've got a song by the Fornicators.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, the title of the song is What She Said from those Swedish boys. Woo.
Got
I
a
really
question.
Like it. Yes.
Got a question, Candace.
Go for it, Doug.
You know, on my birthday, I get wishes.
Okay.
Can I have a wish? Can I have one wish? One wish?
Yes. Yes. Speak up.
Okay. I want you to ask Jay and the affirmatives if they would give you the permission to put that lyric of their theme song up on mysticrecordshq.com, where we say, find yourself in the lyrics of our groups. I'd like to have permission for you to print that lyric up on mysticrecordshq.net.
Oh, that would be fun.
Can you do that, and can you ask them? Don't have to do this over this phone call. Have a chat about it and explain to them that we get maybe 250,000 people just buzz through, and I want them to have a chance to look at a lyric.
I can make a separate page on the Mystic website for infirmities, and Jay, you send me the lyrics, and I can put up this show on a YouTube clip up there as well, and add photos and things to it if you'd like.
You'd please me very much if you would welcome this band as they are due, and let people have a chance to understand what their theme song is all about, because it moved me, so I would like to move the next 250,000 people who come and poke their little noses and ears into Mystic and find out what it's all about. Maybe they'll walk away with something grand.
That's nice. Yes.
Well, we would be honored. I can tell you right now that it's a definite yes. You have our permission to do that, and we're very honored. And long live Mystic, and long live Infirmities together.
All right, and God bless Doug Moody.
God bless
you.
Happy birthday.
You've made my 90th year, and you've made my where am I? My 65th birthday today.
I got a birthday wish.
And I want to thank Kathy for singing. She sounds lovely. Thank you very much. And I know you're coming to the end, so put up a song and let's go. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right.
See you later.
Let's see.
Bye, Doug.
What should we end the show with? How about any requests? Anybody have any requests? Let me see. All right. How about the youth of today?
above, trying to find out where you are. I'm just a reckless youth. Can't you tell me the truth? Like, if it's a day, will I choose to?
Came here to wish Doug Moody a happy birthday. And
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Doug. Happy birthday.
All right. Well, he's gone off, and it's time to say don't forget to party or go home, and we will see you all next time later on. Bye, y'all.